Growing up, Baron Batch wanted to be a football player and an artist. Batch, who is 26, saw his football career end in 2013 when he was cut by the Pittsburgh Steelers, and now his career as an artist has begun. Batch and fellow former Steeler teammate John Malecki have recently opened Studio AM in Pittsburgh, and they join me now. Baron and John, welcome to Only a Game.
Hey, what's going on? Thanks for having us.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Baron, after you were let go by the Steelers, the Green Bay Packers did offer you a tryout. Why did you turn that opportunity down to start Studio AM?
For me, it was pretty simple. I knew that my football limit was kind of locked. You know, I was a running back that was already aging, already had like wear and tear on my body, and I had opportunity as a businessman to go and just jump into the business world and compete at a high level as well. So I just chose to do that.
John, you had played for various teams in the NFL from 2010 to 2013. Tell me a little bit about how life at Studio AM differs from your football career.
Well, I know I'm not going to walk into the studio in the morning and get cut that afternoon walking out the door. It's nice knowing that there's going to be somewhere for me to go the next day and not have to worry about losing my job.
Baron, tell me a little bit about what appeals to people in John's custom furniture and your art.
I think it's a fact that we cater towards our clients. If someone wants a certain piece of art and they want it to be presented a certain way, I'll put my flair on it, but I'm going to absolutely give them what they want.
So the client is involved in deciding what the piece is going to look like?
Absolutely. I've had clients so involved in their art that they help paint it, essentially.
They help paint it. Cool.
Yeah. It makes you want some art, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I'll be out there. So we're not talking about football-inspired creations here.
No. I think football has taught me, a discipline to pursue a career in business, taught me work ethic, but it's a page and a chapter that I appreciate that, you know, is in my book, but, you know, it's over.
Now, my understanding is that Studio AM is not solely in the business of producing art. You got salsa going on there, too?
Funny, so Angry Man Salsa, I kind of got that going when I was still playing, so I could have something to kind of piggyback me into this transition. So Angry Man was that. So we got the space for the kitchen so we could up production, and then turns out that we just had a lot better ideas.
John, you've eaten this stuff, I assume.
I eat it on everything. I make it myself, and I can't keep it in stock for my own usage, so I mean, that's how good it is.
Baron, you have described Studio AM as an incubator of creativity, and you've gone so far as to compare it to the New York factory studio space of Andy Warhol, which brings to mind Nico, the Velvet Underground,
And
Lou Reed.
Gosh,
I mean, what are we talking about here?
I'm glad you brought that up, because you know what? I've never went and said that. That's other people saying that, so that's good. That means that we're being talked about in a positive light. I've actually never compared it to that. You know, I think Studio AM is something of its own. I think what Warhol did was a fantastic business model that he implemented, because he realized, you know, he had a demand. You have to be able to collaborate to keep up with that. So, you know, just taking that model and kind of building a creative incubator company out of it, it's a good model to have creatives in-house where you don't have to outsource and be able to have people come to a one-stop shop and get work done efficiently and get the best work.
John, I'm going to assume, given your earlier response, that if a top-tier NFL team were to call tomorrow with an open roster spot, you would not be putting down your power tools and putting on shoulder pads.
No, I wouldn't. I mean, I had multiple opportunities this spring and summer to go out and, you know, phone calls and do tryouts for a couple teams, but it's just not something that, you know, I mean, it wears on your mind, it wears on your body, it wears on your integrity as a person. I mean, you don't ever want to get used to consistently being released, and that was something that I was forced into being getting used to. So now that, you know, Baron and I are in the driver's seat of our own future and our own destiny, it's a lot more relaxing, and it feels a lot better to be able to wake up in the morning and enjoy what you're doing and then not have to worry about it being gone tomorrow.
John Malecki and Baron Batch are co-founders of Studio AM. That's in Pittsburgh, and you can find a link to their work at our website, onlyagame.org. John, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
And Baron, you too, and good luck with the ongoing work.
Thank you.